back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Art, who plays Chimera. And last but not least, our newest character with one of our original players, Rob, who plays...
You forgot already?
I remember, but you've never said it on podcast.
Loa.
Yep, Loa. All right. And I believe question of the day today comes from... Rob.
What the hell?
Rob.
My question of the day is, what was another name you might have gone by if you had one? For me, I was hard-pressed thinking between Loa or Conduit of Loa being called Cole.
Art, you have an answer?
I'd probably go with something along Solonauts.
I'm sorry, what?
It's the scientific name for Nightshade.
Okay, got it. That girl is poison. All right. A boy in that case. You would almost have to have been a female at that point because that girl is poison. Natalie, you have an answer to Rob's question?
Okay. I have two that I just wrote down.
Hit me.
All right. We've got Invisible Girl. She was like, okay, we'll go easy mode. And then she had written more names. And then Mirror.
M-I-R?
Like M-E-E-R. A mirror.
Mirror?
Yes. Don't make... Listen, man. You know I have trouble with my R's. It's a mirror.
Mirror.
I know somebody by the name of Amir.
Amir, yeah.
Just mirror. Mirror. Mirror!
Yeah, you got it. Alright, so, who's going to do the recap from last time? It's not very long. I'll go through it. They found the team, took the the ball-containing codex, and managed to get some loot from the Dravar Institute, and then Dravar Consortium? They're both, but it's Dravar Institute. Dravar Consortium.
Institute.
Yes, Institute or Consortium.
The consortium owns the...
Yes, Institute. Okay. So that's why they're interchangeable for you guys. Haha, in case I fucked it up. So they came over and they found a 10-foot... They found inside the block of ice was Loa, a.k.a. Valerian, and they carved him out with the new spear they got, which they have to figure out who's going to be carrying said spear. It's a pretty cool thing.
That would be her, because she's proficient at it.
Presently, it's either her Valerian.
Yeah, but I'm good with my fists.
So, would I just get rid of claws?
It's very different from your claws.
So, would I keep my claws? Would I have three weapons?
Yeah, why would you not have a backup?
A backup for my backup for my backup?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And technically, it will scale slightly better than your bow.
Okay.
Because you're a D10, half cantrip D10. This is a cantrip D6.
Okay.
So at level 5, you're doing 2D6 with it. Mm-hmm. At level 11, you'll be doing 3D6 versus doing 2D10 with your bow at 11. So basically, it's better until then, and then it'll be better again at 17. So you'll basically trade between your bow and the spear. I'll help.
Thank you.
I got you. Alrighty.
They rescued me.
They rescued you, and then they ended up figuring out a puzzle to get into a meeting with the Dravar Institute themselves. They were met by Shinsoku, a member of the previous party from the last campaign. You should listen to it. It's really good. And it gets to they get to know Valerian a little bit. And they get to, the party kind of meshes a little bit, and they are told that Valerian will be joining their team, and they kind of do some social stuff afterward. But that's really bits you can listen to if you care about it. As of now, it has been, I'm going to say it's been a week, and you guys leveled up to level 6. So when the squad leveled up to 6, I'm going to have everyone go over what they got. Natalie, what did you get when you leveled up?
Welcome back. So I wrote down that I have 2 attacks now, which is exciting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the back.
But you only get sneak attack once, remember.
I have to sneak attack only once. And then also added to spell list is in level is in 2. I wrote pass without a trace.
And you have how many slots for that?
And I got 2.
And 4 firsts now.
4 firsts.
Because you had 3 before.
Correct. And that was all I had to write down. And it was very exciting.
That's it. Mr. Earp, what'd you get?
Oh, I got a lot of things. So
it hit me.
I got counter charm, so I can sing and counter charm abilities and give
people I offer that as a reaction as well.
Okay.
Because it's useless otherwise.
Yeah. And then unfailing inspiration, part of the Bardic College.
Bard, yeah.
Yep. Which means anybody who uses a Bardic inspiration and they still don't hit, they keep the Bardic inspiration for the next roll.
Or for the next time they want to use it.
Use it.
And we do reaction for those as well. So.
And then universal speech. So I can make myself able to communicate with somebody.
Well, understood.
Understood.
They can understand you.
You cannot understand them.
That would be comprehend languages, which might be a spell you want to learn.
Probably.
You really probably should.
Probably.
He's like, I'm not doing it, but I probably should. Or you can get the patch, or you can get they sell it at the tech shop, a universal translator.
Yeah, if I remember right.
That's Helm of Comprehend silver. Language. It's cheap.
Is it?
It's copper.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go look.
Universal translators are cheap. They take attunement.
No, that.
That's why. Anything else, Art?
And then
What spell did you pick up?
I haven't figured that out yet. I'm working on it.
It's a third level spell, probably. Or it could probably. be a third level.
I'm going to go look, so I will let you know.
Do it as you will. Mr. Rob, why don't you go through your basics of what your character is, and then, because you haven't ever done that, so this is a new thing for your character. What do you do? What are you?
Well, I am a Way of the Mercy monk.
Yee.
So I punch stuff. When I punch stuff, I heal myself. Equal to half the damage I deal.
So that's part of your power set.
That is part of my power set.
And what's the power set?
My power set is the voodoo power set.
Or the witch doctor.
Or the witch doctor, yes.
The witch doctor.
And, yep, I have the ability to see ethereal, and no, not that ethereal, this one's with an E.
Into the ethereal plane.
Mm-hmm.
So ghost season, shit like that.
And the ability to speak to spirits. Let's actually pull my powers.
We don't necessarily need everything play by play. Just the interesting bits.
Yep. I actually have a what is referred to as a spirit pool, where I can use dice to heal my allies within 30 feet as a bonus action.
That was the part you made me cut out last time.
I know, but that's for the audience, not for them.
Got it.
And I also actually have Lay on Hands as a bonus action up to 15 feet.
Yeah.
And I develop as a
paladin for that.
Paladin.
There's bits of paladin in there, and there's bits of warlock, the celestial warlock, for that power set.
And they did actually give me the fire bracers that Travis had before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Other things I've developed as the monk. Where I have hands of healing and hands of harm.
Yeah,
basically I can smite or heal allies.
Makes sense.
And you also get the amulet of regeneration from Travis, too.
Oh.
He's like, hell yeah.
Pauldrons of the Bull is the one that...
That's the farther you move, the more damage you do.
Oh. Yeah, that'll go to him, too.
Or we can sell it and give it to somebody, but...
On a person moving as fast as you, you want that so bad it hurts.
True, but I don't want to steal everything from my previous character.
You're not. Or how is this? You're not stealing. He's handing you shit. Hey, you're really good at that. Here you go. Otherwise, it just sits in the bag, and who needs that?
You'll have to retell me what it does, but we can handle that later.
Because we're changing what it did a little bit. It's for every 10. It's for every 10 foot you move, you would do an extra d6. But if you miss, you crash. And it's one. It's when you activate the charge.
1d6
per
10 foot
moved.
Yes.
Did you want the boots of Elvenkind, or did you have those?
Gives you advantage on stealth.
And they're non-attunement.
Which
I already have honestly, plus 11. Or
you might want those over them because that means you it effectively advantages it three. It adds 3.5 mathematically.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not five like they say in the book.
I also have a star next to my stealth, so I feel your like expertise. I'm already, yeah.
So is he.
Yeah, sneaky crew.
Hey, I like having a sneaky crew. It makes yeah. I can set up sneaky things for you guys to do. Valerian, you have spent the week kind of getting acquainted with the fact that you're respected now. There was a little bit of pushback from some of the other teams about, hey, the new guy got immediately put on team one. What the fuck? Where's Codex? They explained that, you know, they had an extra mission. The current story is they went on a mission and Codex ended up staying in Riverside City.
They don't know he died?
Correct.
Well, he did die.
He's
just not here.
He got transferred.
Yes.
He transferred to RSCU.
Oh, I'm absolutely spreading a rumor that he's just missing.
They actively ask you to stop. Because this is a very laid in. They have him enrolled in classes at RSCU because he's being reconstituted there when he's not on patrol with his sister. Or going home with her because she works at the college.
Right.
So he's just taking classes there. He's actually very happy. He's like, I get to learn more about magic and how technology work together. Please, yes.
And he finally gets to meet Tenzi again and have the conversation they're supposed to have.
Yep. Okay, someone get this man a pencil, please.
No, I'll just toss this one to you. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. That's a fight over the 75 pencils on this table.
No, there's not 75. Okay, there's
since both of you are stealing the one I'm using. Hold on.
Within arm's reach, Rob has a ton of pencils. He's just not.
You also fit in arm's reach, man.
No, it is not.
Same look distance. At both of you. Both of you anyway. Are doing the reach.
Anyway.
Yeah, you both steal the pen from me.
I needed to write one thing.
I wrote so one did Art.
Thing. But he needs to write one thing eight times.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right. Before we move on, Art, did you come find the spell or no? So, you spent Valerian spent a week kind of getting acquainted with the staff and learning the ropes of things. And something that the rest of the team is going to notice, the math teacher is ecstatic that Codex is gone.
Didn't he keep correcting her?
Yes. And also, she kept trying to fail him, and he kept getting all the answers right.
And they know the truth.
And they know that she in Travis's world was a killer.
What? Oh, she was, yeah.
Yeah. Or at least someone who, you know, physically abused an entire football team by, you know, hitting them with tear gas and shit like that before beating them up.
Are we sure that she's not like a villain in this universe?
You guys have not done any research on it.
Okay, cool.
But I mean, she got hired here, so theoretically she should be fine.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
That sounds like a future us problem.
I was letting you know she is ecstatic that he's gone.
That's very suspicious.
Especially since my intelligence is much lower.
Yeah, she loves that.
She's no longer a 22 intelligence.
You're not a 22. You were 20.
Oh,
maybe.
You didn't have the int power set. It's the only way you got it to 22.
No, magic tech gets it.
Does it really?
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
But it was not till 8. I didn't have it yet.
So you're going to get it anyway. So it comes time for it's Thursday afternoon, and you guys have had class all day, and you know you're like ready for your assessment tomorrow. And all Veronica call in your ear, you all hear emergency alert. Gather at the central plaza.
Okay.
Teleportation pods leave in 2 minutes. This is the first time you've heard this at all. This is like Valerian's like, what the fuck's happening? But you see them immediately grab their shit and get.
Mm-hmm. I catch up.
Yeah. The spear that you have now, doesn't Mirage just have it strapped to her side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you have the opportunity to bind it to your claws can eat it if you'd like.
Just eat it?
combine the...
That can combine the effect.
Your spark arms with the spear.
Would that be beneficial?
I won't tell you what will happen, but it would do a thing.
If he's offering it to you, it's usually a good idea.
Yeah, and I feel like Paul wouldn't throw me down in the wrong direction. So, yes.
Okay. Well, it just means you can't hand it to somebody else. Basically, what? That's the only downside.
What?
Is the spear? The spear, yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's mine.
She didn't even want to anyway. So your spark arms absorbs it.
Okay.
And now you have the ability to, your claws will have our full cantrip D6. And you can do slashes at 60-foot range with the claws.
Okay.
Full slashes at 60-foot range with force damage.
Nice.
Just figured I'd let you know you have that.
Cool.
And so that means if you're within 60-foot, your claws are better than your bow.
If I am within 60 feet, claws are better than bow.
Yes, because you get 1, 2, 3 versus just 1, 2.
Plus, then when she hits twice with the claw, she does an extra damage.
Correct. That's only a melee.
So you have to be close up to get the full benefit.
But she could fight almost entirely with those unless they're at a certain long range. Mm. I just wanted you to know you have it.
But I like being the bow person.
You have the bow, and you're welcome to use it whenever you want. I just wanted you to know that you have an extra ability.
Got it.
And also, the bow is going to be moved to a full cantrip because it absorbed the... So yep. now it's 2d10 when it hits.
For the bow?
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeez Louise, man.
That's how cantrip works.
Okay, hold on.
Because you absorbed a magic item, that's what that does.
Well, you said it was being absorbed by the claws.
They're one item. They're part of the same thing.
Your spark arms is your claw and your bow.
Yes.
Can I hand you a piece of paper and you write it down for me? Just the claws one. The claws one?
Just make it say 2d6 instead of
1d6. 2d. And you would just do...
And then 2d10 instead of 1d10.
Okay. Yep, that's literally... Just make it just a 2. That. And you can put 60-foot slash next to the claws, and that's all you need. It basically means you don't have to change to between melee and range if you're using the claws, because you can do that all day.
60-foot range.
Yep. Anyway, so you guys are hustling your asses down to towards the central plaza.
I'm a light dog. Keep me up with them.
What's your base move speed?
45.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a walk, fast walk to our jog.
Yeah, I like to imagine you're like doing the boxers, like shadow boxing as you move to loosen up.
Mm-hmm. I'm stretching right now. Well, keeping up with it.
On your left.
On your left.
I don't think I'm that well versed at this facility yet. I'd rather stick with you guys.
Okay.
So, you guys hustle over, and I want to see like the second team there. There's a team that was in the central plaza already doing like arts and crafts or some shit. And
you're crafting some shit.
So there's two different pods. There's a larger group of three pods, and then there's the single pod, which is where they direct the lettered teams, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Echo. I think it's just the three. Is it three? Or, no, it was five. Was it three teams or five teams that were the elite group? I want to say it was five. I'm like 80% sure. It was three. So Alpha, Beta, and Gamma. They direct you guys over to there. And you notice this is a full-size transportation pod. It is a 15-footer, and you're all directed to get inside it. All right. When you all arrive, they're like, go, 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 go. And you get inside. The wall opens. The one wall turns into a screen. And on it, it says... In 30 seconds, you're going to be deposited at the, I need a name for this as a team. Everyone's going to help me with this, and we're going to write it down. What would the amusement park in Dallas be called? Natalie?
Big Thunder Park.
Isn't that too close to Big Timber Park?
Big Lumber Park. I feel like that would be in Texas.
Big Lumber Park?
Yeah.
I was thinking Big Horn Amusements. Because it's Texas.
Right. Well, yeah.
But Lone Star Amusement.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, Nail. Nail, you're gonna be the final. Oh, Art, what's your answer? And then Natalie will pick.
Well, the one I'm gonna say is gonna be the one she's gonna pick. I can tell you that right now.
We asked her an answer, sir.
Just take your inspiration.
Jackalope, the Jackalope Fun House, or the Fun Park.
Jackalope Fun Park.
Jackalope's Fun Park.
The Jackalope Fun Park.
The Jackalope Fun Park.
Somebody write it down. It's canonical.
Oh, jeez.
Did you want to pick something else?
No.
Art, we take your inspiration for having the answer.
Is there even jackalopes in Texas?
They're not a real thing.
Jackalopes? Hold on. Wait a minute. Is it the rabbit with the horns?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a real animal. Got it.
No. Now it is.
Yeah. If you,
you just made fun of me because it's not.
It is in this world.
Oh.
In Riverside City world.
Oh, okay.
They showed up after the portal showed up.
Okay.
Because some bunnies just grew horns. Because they were suppressed.
And that also means then the Loch Ness Monster's real.
Yep.
Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
The Yeti.
Yep. You already fought those.
Yep.
As we move on. So you're going to be brought into the Jackalope Fun Park in downtown and outside Dallas, which by Dallas is the size of Connecticut. as like a city. It's enormous. Dallas and its surrounding area is the size of Connecticut. I watched a TikTok that showed it the other day. It was wild. Anyway, and there it is. It was evacuated an hour ago due to an issue. There was a credible threat launched, but there's a party of three young adults and a party of two children and one adult missing.
So this is a search and rescue mission?
Correct. The credible threat was that, you know what?
We're facing the running riots.
I'm going to call, they call themselves the Renegades. Because it's generic and it's Texas. And they're a group of hoods turned cowl.
Oh.
Because of, and they are, they're protesting the treatment of hoods, actually. Because everywhere else in Texas, hoods are pretty much accepted as being basically capes minus the acknowledgement. In Dallas, particularly, they're not allowed to operate at all. And they decided they're going to strike back.
Okay.
Their leader, and this is like a dossier that's being uploaded to you. You can write this down. Their leader is Ricochet. He's a marksman. And he uses a traditional firearm and it somehow still works for no apparent reason. Though no one's actually heard, though it doesn't seem, you don't hear a bang like you used to. So it might be that he's just using it as a focus.
Or he's found another way to accelerate it.
Correct. Now I need to take notes because this was not in my original note. One second.
What was his name? I'm sorry.
Ricochet.
Ricochet. That was actually a really easy way to spell it. Thank you.
Yes, and they turned cowl to protest and then figured out that they liked being able to take what they wanted. So they're not really... They may once have been good, but there's... At least the leader is beyond saving. He's got 6 or 7 bodies under his belt at this point.
Okay.
His lieutenant, his two lieutenants are Lariat. She uses she can control rope.
Lariat.
Lariat.
Cool.
And then what's a good like Texas themed thing?
Longhorn.
Duh.
Beef. BBQ. I'm giving you things.
No, it's Longhorn.
Cactus.
Longhorn.
And Longhorn.
No, cacti. Cactus kid.
Doesn't sound so punchable.
He's a humanoid cactus. Okay. Like he has a shell of cactus around his body. And he's
trying.
But he's only 15 from what they can tell. He just got his powers.
Oh, poor kid.
And he is the nephew of Ricochet.
nephew of Ricochet. I want to be just like my uncle one day.
A mass murderer.
A mass murderer.
Okay.
He does some really cool things.
As we approach, do I see any spirits?
Sadly, yeah, you do. You see what looks like probably a 70-year-old man, like walking. Looks like he's trying to walk out of the park, but he can't. He's like, my family, I can't keep up.
Oh, God. All right.
Why?
In the past, I've been able to interact and like pick up spirits.
Yes, you've been able to touch them.
Okay, then I will actually go up.
Let me flash you guys in. So, you guys land in the teleportation pod, and the other teams are like, "Go, go, 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 go!" and they're just blazing in. Right. They run right past this dude. They can't see him. You guys can't see him. Actually, Natalie, you can see a faint outline of something silver once he points it out, because you can see invisibility, which lets you see parts of the astral plane, ethereal plane. But there's no visible. It's a shimmer.
Right.
But you see a full ass person. Loa.
All right. I will actually head up to it. You need assistance?
Yeah, I can't seem to walk outside. It's like my feet won't let me.
Let me try something, all right? I will attempt to pick him up.
Yeah, he's an old man. He weighs nothing.
Okay. What direction did they go?
Oh, well, they're walking to the car. I can see him. They can't seem to hear me. Jeremy, can you hear me?
I will dash and break 90 feet.
He phases through you as you try and go leave the park. And you hear like a little girl saying, "Where's Grandpa?" And then turning around, looking back.
Oh, wonderful!
Did he just die?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. So I think we can up that to at least 7. If it was probably Ricochet, but could just spend other shad stuff
or a heart attack or other whatever.
Okay, I'm going to deal with this later. Did you see anything happen when the crowd started going out?
Yeah, I mean, there's this, like, 10 guys who came in. They were screaming about how they're going to make people pay and asking everyone for their money. People scattered, and I mean, my family ran away, and I'm not so fast. I turned around to look at them. And then I was here.
Okay, roughly what direction was that?
Oh, when that happened? Oh, I'm old and confused. Let me roll a dice to find out if I know that. I don't know. My brain's not how it used to be.
Okay.
As I rolled a 4. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sonny.
It's okay. I'll be back in a little bit, okay?
Okay, I'm going to keep trying to get to my family. I'm going to get through this door. I don't know why. I've never had this much trouble in my life. Actually, I feel light. Why can't I walk? I'm going to walk through. And he is straining against, you can see a metaphysical barrier, just like a brick wall. He's literally slamming his face into a brick wall trying to get through it.
What I think Egon might know anything about this barrier. He has a thing about...
Egon?
Egon.
Potentially.
I will ask him.
So, something new you guys have not interacted with, because I don't think he's brought it out yet. Mm-hmm. Out of his pocket, or out of a specialized pocket on his side, floats a 3-inch diameter sphere with an LED strip that says Purge, and then it says Egon. Purge, Egon. Purge, Egon.
Capital. Spelled with Purge.
Yeah. Purge, all capitals. You guys can roll me history or super knowledge or capes if you have it.
I know it's an acronym. I just don't remember what the acronym is for it.
Paranormal.
Oh, let's wait for them to roll.
Urgent response.
I see Danny Phantom.
Paranormal urgent response. I don't remember the GE.
Yeah, neither.
What would my super knowledge be? What if you have super knowledge, it would be in there. If not, it'd be history.
Well, I hope you rolled well.
I rolled a 12 plus 5 for 17.
Is it supers or history?
History.
Okay. Actually, you are half proficient in supers. You could roll that instead if you'd like. And plus half proficiency.
Which would be also plus 5.
then you would rather do that. So, 17 on supers, you know that Purge is, think of like the step sibling of the FSA. They aren't as well funded, but they specialize in the paranormal side of things. They specialize in ghosts, demons, okay, lycanthropes, things like that, that people either don't want to believe in or aren't equipped. Like fighting a ghost, you're not going to punch a ghost to death. It's just not going to work. You know, you're not going to take a vamp. You're not going to be able to take a werewolf out without knowing how to do it. They know how to do it. Think they're the anti bad cryptid, but they're the pro good cryptid. So like they have found Bigfoot, and Bigfoot is now living in witness protection,
along with Nessie.
I don't know about Nessie.
I can make stuff up.
But anyway, so that's what you know about Purge, and you know that all members of Purge have what would it be called?
Kind of like an portable advisor.
I'm going to call him a custodian. You can write that down. It's called a custodian. And they are actually spirits bound to those orbs. They're not AI, nothing like that. They are actual beings bound in those orbs. And they've got really weird batches of knowledge. So what is he, which of his four things is he rolling?
One second, while I re-pull up the exact quote. North American tears in the veil.
Mm-mm.
All right, then. Real life horror movie shit.
Yeah, same shit. We swear enough on the show that I have to mark the explicit button every time we upload an episode.
So that's a 25.
Yeah. Egon wears up and he says, he seems like he has dysplasia. You'll need to find his body and he'll be able to pass on.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anything else you need, Loa?
Not at this moment.
Understood. Would you like me to go dormant or stay with you?
I may need you, so stay with me.
Understood. And he just floats by your shoulder. He says, also, hello, team. I'm Egon.
Hi, Egon.
Hello, Egon.
Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
Okay.
Yep.
I hope I think I probably would have set up a tether so they can keep up with me
He's actually bound to you. It's like a spirit bond. As fast as you go, it's as fast as he can go.
But only to follow.
Correct. He cannot go. He cannot leave your side willingly. Okay. So you guys kind of truck into the park and you can see the traces of hundreds of people trampling out, but only the dregs of two or three people are running past you with groups, because you're here to find six people, not out of hundreds. And you see the other teams searching along the different paths, but you guys see there's a path that isn't being searched. And when you get up on top of the building, Loa, you think you hear noises coming from the big top down the way.
Yeah.
To the big top?
To the big top.
So you guys are charging down the right side, rushing towards the big top. And I need active perceptions from everybody as you run.
Perception. 22. 17 plus 9 for 26.
Good job. Rob didn't give me his numbers like he's supposed to.
11 plus 11 is 22.
Yeah, that's a valid thing.
6 plus 4.
It's You're happy 10. To be here, Art, when it comes to our old perception, aren't you? All right.
It's not my thing.
So, Mr. 22, you are not... Well, 22 and 26 are not going to be surprised as a volley of cactus spines are shot at you from down an alleyway. Art, not as lucky. Oh. Art, I need a dex save from you. I'm sorry. I need a dex save from you. The other two managed to die. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. You can roll with advantage on your dex save.
Oh, for us?
Yes. And if you two save, you'll take nothing.
You said dex save?
Correct.
With advantage?
I did. That's like, at least I'm good at dex saves.
It's 11,
yeah, right? As long as your dice don't hate you.
can I use, I got high enough to save. Can I use my reaction to deflect missile?
No, because it's a ton of tiny ones, and if you did, you'd put your hand in harm's way. Okay, there's a cloud of needles. Okay. It's not like one big one. I did not roll particularly well on damage. Art, what did you get?
I rolled a 6 plus 7 for a 13.
The DC was 15.
I kind of figured.
Art, you're going to take 18 points of piercing damage. As you are peppered with thousands of tiny needles.
Okay.
And the other two managed to dodge out of the way. I think Loa was on a building, so he was pretty much out of the cone, but he like sprayed it up a line and hit you.
Yeah, I got a 25 on my...
Yeah, you didn't even notice it. And now you did...
14 plus 8 for 22.
Yeah, you managed to just like go perfectly prone. Like you managed to like slide on your knees underneath it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, hey, watch the backpack. And roll me initiatives. I want one of these buttons to be like a beginning of a fight. Like round one, fight.
So I think I'm going last.
Oh.
The first low number I've rolled.
Is initiative.
I mean,
I might go. I definitely go. I have a total of 8.
I rolled 13 plus 7 for 20.
So 6?
7.
I got an 8.
I go last. That's a 7.
I got a 4 and I didn't go last. I'm inordinately happy at that because I always go last with you fuckers. Ooh. I wish it was my turn. I rolled a good damage. I rolled a good to hit. And step in, and as you guys see, Cactus Kid steps out, and he's got his arms held up like cannons, and he's like, "Stay away! It's the boss is working."
He's a kid.
He's 15.
Stay away, man.
No, I didn't want to say his voice is like, "Stay away! The boss is working." And he holds up his arms like, you know, they're cannons.
Shaking.
No. No not shaking.
No shaking. Interesting.
It's cool as a cucumber. The man who's planned as a cucumber.
Or still as a cactus.
All right, who won the initiative? Who's surprised? No one?
Oh, who is it? It wasn't said.
Oh.
That's the audience was
the Mirage. Mirage.
It's me.
With a bajillion and 7.
Okay.
Since she adds, 9?
7. I add 7. That
should be. It's proficiency. So it should go up by 1.
It should be 8.
8?
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 plus 3.
Okay.
You should have had that last level too. She's like, as I update this number. And Art, I think yours doesn't go up till.
That looks like shit. Hold on.
Next time when you go to 4, and then it goes up by 1, right? That's half rounded down.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, it is combat. Natalie, Mirage has won initiative. What does she do? She has an angry youth still staring at her.
Well, I'm going to be like, haha, Murphy.
And he goes, got it. And he's like, what kind of element am I today?
Fire.
I am Firecat. And he just, huge. An 8 foot at the shoulder cat appears and goes, roar.
Wow.
This is the first time you've probably seen, there's not, you know, you had combat class. So maybe. But maybe not. Really. Maybe she didn't use Murphy in combat class. Nellie, does Murphy show up to combat class?
Sometimes.
She did say this her week? Power was Murphy.
What?
You didn't mention that your power with animals at all.
Well, I did.
No, but she did say initially that her power, in her powers, she did say Murphy.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's what she meant by Murphy is her power.
If he went to power class, he has a little sweatband on his...
Yes.
And then little sweatbands he's on his...
I am Firecat.
Yes.
I need a better name. Mirage, I need a better name when I'm Firecat. Think about that.
We'll come...
Gato de Fuego.
We'll come back to that.
That's a terrible name.
After this
I am currently Firecat, as he's going to a slash at the cactus. He's okay. not going to love the effect of this, but it's going... Someone has to get hurt.
Who isn't?
Murphy.
Murphy attacking a cactus.
Does he... Why doesn't he have, like, a... Like a... Like a spit, or like a...
It's a later level thing. It is. Yeah.
Is he still at 30?
They got a breath.
Is he still at 30?
No, it goes up. It goes up by 5. Sorry. What's his constitution?
It says 5 plus 5 times your ranger level. So it would be 35 now, right?
Yes. But if he takes tough, it would go up.
Okay. We'll go over it after this.
Yes. Anyway, so Murphy's going to attack?
Yeah.
Attack.
Murphy, attack.
Do it. Very nice.
So that is an 8 plus... Is it 7 still?
Yes.
Peanut butter. Proficiency bonus. Stayed the same, too.
Yes.
So, is an 8 plus 7. Do it.
15 misses.
God bless it.
Anything else?
Gives an infused strike to...
It's whenever someone hits.
It has a reaction.
Oh, damn.
The next person that hits, you can say...
Yep.
They get it, including yourself. You can shoot them right now with your bow.
Okay.
Yep. Or and also, are you going to summon up one of your other friends?
I was thinking about it. All right, listen here, Ted.
Listen here, Ted.
All right, I pull out Ted.
And what is it? What form is he in?
A jackal.
A jackal?
Why not?
There's not a reason why not.
You know what? You know what? What do you think Ted would want to be? He hasn't been doing so well with Roland. What do you think he would want?
I think he thinks that if he was something... I think he wants to be a tiger.
Okay. He'll be a tiger.
So maybe I'll do better like this. Yeah. Murphy, I'm your battle cat brother. He's like, fuck you, Ted.
So he is also 35?
Yes.
And still plus 6?
Yep.
He's... No. No. 7 plus 6 is a no.
No.
Okay. Well, we tried.
All right. Natalie, it is your turn. Mirage, it is your actual action. No.
Two summons.
That was your action and your bonus action. No, Murphy acts on his own. She always has him. So no, it is your turn. It is your action. You use your bonus action to summon up your summon.
Okay. How close am I to him?
As close as you want.
20 feet.
So I have to do claws.
You could use your bow if you want. Or claws, whichever. It genuinely doesn't matter.
I'll do bow. 19 to hit.
Yeah. Are you going to have Murphy use his strike for you?
Mm-hmm.
So add the extra... rather, roll those 2d6 separately, please.
It's 2d10s.
And sneak attack.
Which is a d6. 2d6?
3.
3.
Okay.
And then roll the 2d6 for Murphy separately.
2.
So roll your attack as you have in your hand, yeah. And then 2 more later.
Yeah.
So this...
2d10, 3d6s.
Okay.
Is that a d8? So...
No.
Okay.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. 26 plus 5 for 31. And then another 2.
They roll the 2d6 and give me those numbers separately.
2d6.
Yep. He's vulnerable to fire.
6.
So 12. So he takes a total of 43 from you.
Yay!
43. Got it.
I think he's vulnerable to fire.
All right.
Do I get a second attack or no?
Yes, you do, but no sneak attack this time.
No sneak attack.
And no infused strikes.
So just the 2d10. And a d20.
Easy. 18 to it. Yeah.
18 total or 18
on the die?
Yeah, that hits. It hits all over.
If that misses, we're in trouble.
Super cactus shield.
That's a 0, which is 10.
Yep.
And then a 9.
19 plus 5
for 24.
Boy, howdy, am I glad I made these fuckers tougher. Okay. Next.
That's it. Her. That was me.
And he's like, I'm going to get you for that.
Am I able to move back or no?
You can move wherever you want.
Could I go undercover?
You can go inside a building if you want, but you kind of be out of the fight then. You'd have to come back out to fight.
You know, like those shooting galleries?
You're not passing that is where
there's no shooting.
That's where Sylph and Tychus went.
Where are we at? Are we in a food court area?
Yes, you're passing that. You're in the food court.
I crouch.
No, food court's in the center. You're at like by the reptile house and stuff.
So probably no place for me to take cover.
Not really.
Okay. Well,
you can hide behind a bush.
To a bush I go.
That is the most anticlimactic, non-cape-like thing you've ever done.
Why?
I'm gonna hide behind a bush.
Yeah.
Next.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and.
How much of that was piercing?
All of it.
Minus the. I'm gonna take a lot less damage.
Okay.
Right. 67 cut. Minus 12. No, minus 13. Right. No, 12. Is
so 50,
55, he takes 27 less. So I'm like, he's taking.
Oh, wait, never mind.
40.
Sorry.
He's resistant to piercing, vulnerable to fire.
Do you want to do an extra d4 damage?
I mean, why not?
He's my favorite foe.
I use my favorite foe.
Okay. Roll a d4.
I rolled a 4.
I take 2 more.
Good job. Is everything okay. I have piercing?
Actually, I think it's a D. Your claws are slashing.
It's a D4 right now. It's a D6 once you hit 6 level.
Even the slash is different. Is force.
It's a D6 at 6 level.
Got it. Okay. Next, Art. What are you doing? He's like, I'm not using my vine bolt or thorn bolt like I want to.
No, I had a thought in my head. It's not going to be quite as good as using it in a little bit, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm 60 feet away.
We are within 20.
Okay. I'm going to cast Wither and Bloom.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that could be extra effective.
Is that necrotic damage?
Uh-huh.
He's also vulnerable to necrotic damage.
So he needs to make a con save.
Let's see how he does it that. Let's use the black dice for him dying. Well, a 3. He really is not doing well. I fail. What level are you casting it at?
Level 2.
2d6, I believe? Mm-hmm. 5 doubled to 10?
Yep.
And if anybody in there needed it was hurt, they could heal themselves if they want to.
They could spend and dice. Roll 1 unspent hit dice.
Yep.
But we're at full, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or got needled.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you can use it.
You can step forward and do it to yourself.
I thought that's why you did it.
Duh. Thinking of everybody but myself. Yes.
Roll your D8, sir. And add your con mod.
6 of 10.
How much are you still down?
8.
Oh, okay.
He's doing fine. All right. Next. Me.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to make a bunch of attacks. Because he is Gatling. His sub-power is Gatling. I'm gonna make one attack on each of you. Wait, you went and hit a bush.
And I'm
he's ignoring you.
I'm on the roof, so it's hard angle.
Correct. So he's attacking
the summons and Art.
The pet siege and then Art. So he's got 6 attacks.
Maybe I'm not. Nope.
You're good.
All right.
You're good.
I figured he would have disadvantage to attack me, but he still could.
Why would he do that when there's things next to him?
Yeah.
All right. This is the one on Natalie. No, sorry. This is the one. That's the one on Murphy. Mm-hmm. That's a 25. I hit Murphy. Mm-hmm. The second one on Murphy.
You sure he'll survive the
15?
First one?
No.
Miss. This is the first one on Ted. 15?
No.
Second one on Ted? 17?
Yes.
This is the first one on Art. Crit.
It didn't roll.
Shut up.
It did roll and then it hit the side and it stopped.
You.
Hang on.
The second one on Art would be a 20 total. So I think hits. You know, Silvery Barbs me?
Yes, I am.
So. Would you like me to keep that 12 as a second roll, or would you like me to re-roll? Because that is the next attack currently.
Well, both attacks would go off at the same time, so I'll have the
So this would be the 20 turns into a 12?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll roll another 20. That's 23.
At least it's not a crit anymore.
Yeah, okay. And unfortunately that was my reaction, so I can't.
Okay, so I hit Ted once and Art twice.
And Murphy once.
Yep, both pets get one shot.
Okay.
Twice?
Yep.
Yeah, 20 and 23. 20 and 23.
Isn't your arm quest 21?
Oh, okay.
Your arm quest is 20, correct? Or is it 21?
It's because it's not on that sheet.
It's charisma plus dex. I know this number. It's 20.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I yes.
Plus four right. dex.
Here's the there's the hit on Murphy. That's 11. The hit on Ted is 8. Change dice. The two hits on Art, because he's an unlucky son of a bitch. We did not, that is 8 points from the first one and 12 from the second.
So 20 total?
Correct. As you're just sprayed full in the face by a wave of spines. And the ones in melee were him whacking them with his spiky arms.
And then I'm going to give Lola the advantage on the next attack.
Yeah, that is his turn, and he's like, "You'll never get me alive. You'll never get me alive." As his voice breaks, he's not over. Stop attacking you. By the way, this cactus is like 8 feet tall.
His
big old barrel chest and barrel leg, barrel arm. You know, imagine like one of the tube men, but bigger. Hmm. And cactus like. Next.
That is me. I have advantage on this attack. I'm going to use my chill touch.
Dad, he doesn't love that.
I'm going to use a lucky die.
What's your total?
It's a 14.
Yeah, you're right. Your lucky dice is a good idea. Reroll both.
Oh, I also have my luckies.
No, they forgot to put them on top of her sheet.
How's a 19 sound?
Hits.
Eight for 13.
13 doubled is 26.
I only get one cantrip per turn, but I can substitute out an attack.
Correct. So you can still punch and flurry if you want.
I'm going to regret this.
Yes, you are.
So I'm going to run in. I am going to flurry. I'm going to punch first regularly.
Falcon Punch! Don't forget to get one extra damage for the fire.
So that's a hit.
Eventually you'll be able to convert your damage all into fire if you want, but you have not figured that out yet.
Alright, so that is 9 bludgeoning, 1 fire.
So, 2 fire. 11 total. And also, you're going to take 5 points of piercing.
Do I heal half?
Yeah, no, you don't, and you don't know why.
Remember, he also is under the effects of chill touch, so he can't heal even.
Correct. Right. You have to do damage to a person, or to a living being. I guess it's a plant, it would be living. So yeah, you'll heal half, whatever you did.
I did 11, so I heal 5, there was 9 damage, you said?
5 damage.
5 damage? So
yeah. You did...
11
plus the fire, so 13.
But no, that was with the fire.
Okay, so you don't heal for the fire, remember?
So it's 9, so it's 4, so I take 1 point.
Yes. And I take 13. Okay.
I'm going to spend a key to flurry.
Okay.
That's a hit.
Yep.
That's a 1 on the die.
5 points of piercing back.
So that is 6 points of bludgeoning and 2 points of fire. So heal 3, and you said 6 points, so I take 3 total.
Yep. And 1, so I'm taking how many total? Double the fire yourself.
Yep, 8 total.
Thank you.
And
you got one more punch.
I'm going to take an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
And I'm going to run up to Art.
Okay. So he will swing at you. 22.
I'm a 20.
11 points. And you stop.
So I'm still in melee range.
Sentinel.
Okay, then I punch him again.
That's fine. As his spikes drive you, like his, he shoots spikes at your feet to stop you from moving. Yeah, giving bad guys Sentinel is fun. No one ever expects it.
Will a 17 hit?
Yes.
He takes another 6 bludgeoning and 2 fire.
So 8 total. And his cactus armor sloughs off, revealing a very scrawny, probably 5'3", teenage boy wearing overalls and coated in plant goop. And he goes, "You'll never get me!" And he turns and tries to run away.
I was going to smite.
It actually wouldn't hit him. It literally is like a sacrificial armor of cactus. Yeah. As he turns and runs. As a reaction, when his armor pops. And it looks like he jumps into the reptile house.
Do I get an attack of opportunity?
Sure. If you want.
I'm not going to finish him off, unfortunately. I'm going to do subdue damage.
You could try it. You can try. Hits.
10 bludgeoning and 1 fire.
He's got plus 4 to closer to con. He passes out.
You'll never take me.
He had 100 points of shield from his cactus, plus 10 hit points.
Glad I said subtle damage.
You would have put him into death saves, yeah.
And that was 4 hits.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, and he is unconscious. And
I do verify that he is breathing.
Yeah, he's kind of weakly breathing. It seems like he probably has some sort of asthma or something, that his cactus suit was helping filter the air.
Do I think I can make a medicine check to...
Roll medicine if you'd like. Remember, it adds... if this is combat medicine, that would be wisdom. If it's like prolonged thing, it's intelligence.
Then this is...
I would call it like checking breathing and things as combat, so that's fine. Roll wisdom. That was good.
27.
Yeah, is that a 16 plus 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has some sort of... Something's wrong with his lungs. You need to get him in something that's a filtered environment, or he's going to degrade significantly.
Wouldn't be considered poisoned or diseased?
It's a genetic defect. His lungs didn't form properly.
So not considered diseased?
Malformed.
Oh, buddy.
And he got a power that protects him. His body figured it out.
Yeah.
But you broke it. Now he did bad things, but...
Mm-hmm. As an action, I'm going to start my own regeneration. Round per minute.
Yep.
And out of 30 points, how much can you take?
Almost all of it.
Okay, I have lay on hands, so I give you the exact amount you need.
Okay, which is 28. Like I said, almost all of it.
Ow! Yeah. And as you guys, you know, what do you do with the kid? Like, he is dead ass unconscious. He's breathing is weak. Now you know that what you were told to do is find the people and, you know, get them back. If you find the cowls, do what you can. And then you can call back. And there are like FSA, not FSA agents, but there are teachers to come gather them, or police that are here.
Jen, we have an unconscious cowl at this location. Can you send...
designation?
Cactus Kid?
And your designation? Oh, it's your calling. Never mind. Yeah. And you'd say this is Loa calling, whatever. Yeah. You know the proper terminology.
I have the basic training on this.
Pick up inbound. We've got Lone Star coming.
Okay. Respiratory problems, it seems like he has. Genetic.
Understood. Sending with who would they send for that? I gotta write that down, though. Lone Star.
Would you say...
Talus F S A loans. You know, no, Lone Star has an ability that'll help. So he says sending Lone Star.
Okay. With a 27, would I guess that maybe one of his lungs is collapsed due to the malform?
No, it's his, he doesn't have enough alveoli. It is literally he has a third of what he needs.
All right.
Which would kill most people. The fact that he's alive now, it's at 15, is unreal.
With the 27, I would say probably suffering from atelectasis.
I don't know what that means, but you do. So what does it mean?
Basically, the alveoli is all shutting down.
He has one third as many as he needs. Uh-huh. So he's always in that state, mm-hmm. As they're overworking themselves. He would need molecular generation, which is not a common power at all. So someone to build those for him to be functional. Or have him wake up and have his powers kick back in.
Yep.
In an hour. Or three. Or six. I don't know. Anyway, you guys, do you wait for them to come get him or do you go immediately?
Wait.
Protocol isn't clear. It's if there's something more important.
I suggest maybe having Fred or what'd you call your
Ted.
Pets?
Ted.
Ted and
Murphy. Murphy is Sandguard. Yeah.
Murphy's like, I don't want to. Ted's like, I'll do it.
Okay, Ted.
Okay. Ted sits on his leg. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'll come. I can always find you.
Yes, this is true.
I'll just turn into a bird.
You can't.
Sure, I can. And he does it.
No, because I have. They're all different.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Never mind. He's like, you should. You're right. I'll find you. I can always find you.
Yeah.
He gives you like a nod, mm-hmm. and like tractor beams your head. Like you walk left to left, and he's like, see, I always know where you are.
Good job, Ted.
About how long has passed? About a minute?
No, 30 seconds maybe. So, as you guys start to charge back towards the big top, you hear the sound of a whip crack and a scream. And with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.